Grace and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Isaiah records, "In the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain." Well, they're finally done with the bridge work on Highway 41. That highway has been repaired at least for a time. Of course, how long that will last? Winter is upon us. What potholes will crop up? There was a time when you really had to try to get to Arrow Rock because that was closed. Blackwater Way was closed. You really had to do some circling and some looping. A lot of you remember back in the early 90s when seemed like everything around here was flooding and places were islands for a while. And before then and since then also, I knew a guy several years ago who had a boat, and he would drive down to his boat and take it across the water that surrounded a big part of his property and had another vehicle parked on the other side so that he could go into town and do his work. A little bit of engineering probably would have helped a lot of that drainage, but some of it was just going to happen because there was so much water. Some of you have driven in some pretty precarious places. Can you imagine making a straight road through South and Central Missouri? Can you imagine getting from here down to, say, Cape Girardeau the same way that you can get from St. Louis down to Springfield and Joplin? There's just some places that really argue against a nice, short, straight route. You live out west or in the Appalachian Mountains, you'll see even more places where the mountain isn't going to move that easily, so you'd better work your way around it. But yet here, when the Lord comes, it's a whole different game. The Lord demands that his path be set, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley lift up, every mountain and hill made low, the uneven ground leveled, and so it goes. That leveled uneven ground would be nice for farming if you didn't have to do so much with embankments and contour plowing. But that's not what you have. A lot of things would be easier if the world were flat, but then a lot of things would be pretty boring. And if you couldn't see snow-capped mountains, if you couldn't see a wide expanse of desert, if you couldn't see the sea along the shore, either coming up on a sandy beach or crashing against rocky cliffs. There's a lot of variety in this earth. But when we want to get where we're going, even if we take the scenic route, we don't want anything that's too tough to drive or too hard to walk. I think there's some places out west where you can almost see the rear end of your car as you're going around some of those hairpin turns. And I know there's places out there where if you're on a train of any length, you can see the back end of the train from the front. It's not like driving between St. Louis and Kansas City. Not like speeding across the Bonneville Salt Flats. But when the Lord wants to get his word to people, he wants it to get there straight away. No dancing around, no long routes, and that's the way that's being prepared. John is like the bulldozer coming in to begin that preparation, or actually to continue it, since the prophets have been preparing it for a long time. Two of our hymns today are working off of what Isaiah has told us, the one we just sang and our closing hymn. That road work began after Adam and Eve fell into sin, when the Lord told the serpent, "Get ready, I'm sending one to crush you." It continues and fits and starts throughout the scriptures as God reveals a bit more of the plan, a little bit more of his purposes, until finally John is announced, and then a few months later Jesus is announced, and they're born, and they go their separate ways until such time as the forerunner goes out into the desert, dressed as he is, and telling people to repent. He cuts straight to the heart of it. He doesn't tell his hearers, "Well, you're pretty good people. You just have a little bit of tweaking, and everything will be okay." He says, repent. He will call people things like brood of vipers. He will let them know that their sins are an offense to God. And even what looks like small sins to us are big in His eyes. He doesn't say, close is good enough. He doesn't say, especially, there, that'll be all right. Because God doesn't excuse sins. God either condemns or God forgives. And you can't circle around and sneak up on it finally. You have to just come in there and say it. We're all sinners, and without Christ, we are all doomed. Making straight the way of the Lord. This wonderful road work that God does here is to straighten the way so that Jesus can come in, can grow, can teach, can preach, can heal, can raise, can work His miracles, can illustrate what the kingdom is like, can go to Jerusalem, suffer, die, rise again, ascend into heaven, and wait then for His return. After all that long preparation, after all those years of waiting, as people probably thinking about that with Peter, God's not slow, just seems like it to us. That last little bit, when Jesus finally hit the earth, it seems like He hit it at a dead run. And that way had been prepared. And not just the way for Jesus, but the way of the Lord was prepared and how God arranged things. So that there was a language that united people all around the Mediterranean. There were cultural things that united them. There were trade routes. Some years back, Caesar had taken care of most of the pirates on the Mediterranean, so there was safe sailing around there. And when the Romans had conquered the area around there, that meant that in most places, bandits and other rotten people just didn't dare show their faces. So not only was the way prepared for Jesus to be born, and to find the resistors in Herod and Pilate and the leaders of the Jews and others, but there was a way after He died and after He rose for that word to blow out over all the world. God had knocked down all the barriers that had been there in previous years. And the ones that He didn't get there was Pentecost. Or even if you didn't speak Greek as your heart language, didn't know Hebrew even though you'd grown up a Jew, you could hear God's word in your own language coming into your own ears and speaking to your own heart. God delivered. He made straight the way. He prepared everything. His road, His way. Using Isaiah and Jeremiah and John and others to clear the path, to pave it. And that reminds us that we too are still on God's road. The road is paved not just to get Jesus to earth, not just to get God's word about Jesus out to the world, but to get us from this world into the world yet to come. Remember, Jesus talks about how the way there is narrow. There's lots of wide avenues that are open for us to go to hell. There's a lot of beautiful paths that will lead us to destruction, but only with our eyes fixed on Jesus. The only GPS we really need. Will we stay on the path that is laid out for us, that He blazed for us? He's the first one who finally took the road all the way down into the valley of the shadow of death and up and out the other side into life everlasting. And it may seem that we are also dropping down in a valley, but really our way is still straight. Even when we're looking at the grave, we're still looking ahead to Jesus. And we know that He's there, not only on the other side waiting for us, but here in our hearts and minds with us and surrounding us in His love and His care. This divine road work that God performed for the world, He also performed for each of you. He went straight to your heart, straight to your mind. He grabbed you, He named you, He poured water over you, and He called you His own child. And He comes to you in the preaching and teaching of His word. Which you can actually find every Sunday here and a lot of Wednesdays. And a few other special days, in case you want more. He prepares your heart to receive more of Him. He comes to you and say, hey, just because you're not living back there with John the Baptist, and him pointing his finger out there, doesn't mean that you're still not a sinner, because you are. But He also opens up and says, just because you're not back there hearing Jesus say, come to Me, you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Just because you aren't standing at the foot of the cross saying, hearing him say, Father, forgive them, doesn't mean that he doesn't come to you. Straightly and directly out of his word, out of its preaching, out of the font, out of the altar, and say, here, here's me, here's love, here's life. I want you to be mine now and forever. So God prepares the way for Jesus. And Jesus prepares the way for us. And with the sending of the Holy Spirit, God comes down to a straight way and says, come, live with us now and forevermore. You hear the road to hell is paved with good intentions, but the road to everlasting life is paved with the blood of Christ poured out into the soil beneath the cross. The road to eternal life is paved by the saints who have gone before us, trampling it down and marking a path for us. The road to eternal life is the same road that Jesus took through this life in communion with his Father until after dying, he rose to live to life everlasting. The road to eternal life is paved by many of your parents and grandparents and other ones whom you love. And now you are keeping that road paved as you step forward. Not only marking your own way as you go, but also leaving a trail for those yet to follow. God uses all sorts of people, and they aren't all named Isaiah or Jeremiah or John, to mark the way and to lead others onward. To speak words of comfort to those who need them. To stand firm against sin, but to be gentle and caring and loving when sin needs forgiving, when pain needs abating, and when illness needs healing. God goes straight to your heart and says, I love you. Always have, always will. And he invites you then to proceed out, not looking here and there for him, but finding him right in front of you in word and sacrament. And yet also finding around you people who need God's love through you. People who need care and peace and concern and comfort from you. We don't have to leave the heavenly highway in order to find those who need to be on it. They're there along the roadside. We are those, as we travel on, who can also invite them, can lead them, can guide them, can love them, that they too might join us in the resurrection. The way is straight, the path is prepared, and you're on it. God keep you putting one foot in front of the other until finally he gives you the rest that is yours forevermore. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace that surpasses understanding keep you in Christ Jesus. Amen.